Well, good morning, Jess, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we've got a couple of children's picture books. The first is Mad Scientist Academy, The Dinosaur Disaster by Matthew McElligott. This is no ordinary school, this Mad Scientist Academy. And actually, it's the first day of school, and it's always exciting. And in Dr. Cosmic's new students can't wait to get started. After their teacher reveals that the school pet, Oscar, is a dinosaur, they quickly realize Dr. Cosmic has an unusual teaching style. The children must go through an actual museum to discover and find out where Oscar really is. We've got Goodnight Songs, A Celebration of the Seasons by Margaret Weiss Brown. This is a collection of 12, basically bedtime poems or songs, that were discovered some 40-odd years after Margaret Weiss Brown's passing. It includes a 12-song CD. It's beautifully illustrated by various different celebrated children's art picture book artists, so it's just perfect bedtime book celebrating the seasons. We've got The Coloring Book, A Comedian Solves Race Relations in America. And this is by the hilarious Colin Quinn. Not a man with a whole lot of fear. He has decided to talk about race relations and why we got ourselves in such a box here and have such a hard time talking about things. And in The Coloring Book, Colin, a native New Yorker, tackles this issue head-on by taking us on a trip through the insane melting pot of the 1970s Brooklyn, to the many, many dive bars of 1980s Manhattan and the comedy scene of the 1990s and post-9/11 America. And he mixes incredibly candid and hilarious personal experiences with no-holds-barred observations to definitively decide, at least in his own mind, which stereotypes are funny, which stereotypes are based on truths, which stereotypes become totally distorted over time, and which ones are actually offensive to each group and why. We've got the first novel by local, one of Reno and Nevada's own local sons, Gabriel Urza, and his very first book is out. It's actually landing this week, and it's called All That Followed. It is done by Henry Holt, a very fine national publishing house. The novel takes place in 2004 in Majorca, which is in Spain's northern Basque country. 5 years have passed since the kidnapping of a murder of Jose Antonio Torres, a local political figure, once on the rise. He was a family man and a father. Finally, life has returned to normal. But after train bombings in Madrid, it stirs up the feeling and unrest in these townspeople. And they want to know what happened there and who pulled the trigger 5 years ago. Great piece of contemporary fiction. Check out All That Followed by Gabriel Urza. And we're going to wrap it up with a very unique book. It's called Cycling Climbs, 20 Art Prints. These are drawings by Nigel Peake and words by Claire Beaumont. And what it is it's an oversized book that basically the artist has drawn these fantastic drawings on different archetypal mountain climbs that a cyclist might do anywhere from Europe to the U.S. to South America, and that's Cycling Climbs. And that's what we have new in it this week at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.